Hey guys, it's Mike Pond of the Pinoy Patriarch Project podcast. In this episode, this will be a solo episode. I want to share a story that happened to my family and I yesterday that I think we can all learn from. And it's not to make me look like a badass or anyone super cool. It really is just something I've been reflecting on today, something that I wanted to share with the other Pinoys out there, especially for those of you who are husbands and dads, people out there who take their roles as protectors of themselves and their families very seriously, which I believe is a man's primary duty, is to be able to protect those that he loves. And I want to share this because this is something that, again, I'm still reflecting on. There's a lot of lessons I'm trying to glean from it, and I want to make sure I share the lessons that I currently have with you. The husband, the father, the Pinoy patriarch, right? So basically, long story short, last night I went with my wife and my kids to Chick-fil-A. Now, if you are a parent and you live in the South, as I do, I live in Texas, you know that Chick-fil-A is usually the default food spot for a number of reasons. And again, they're not paying me to say any of this, but one reason is that the food is pretty affordable. It's pretty good. Two, there's an indoor playground where my two boys and the youngest one, hopefully soon, they can go nuts inside and it doesn't bother anyone in the restaurant. And three, you know, they have good conservative values, Christian-based values, and we want to support and put our money toward those types of businesses. So we went there, and as we're eating our food, I made sure to sit in such a way in the restaurant. I do this in every restaurant, every public place I'm in, to essentially position myself in a place where I can see the doors, where I can see the exits, the entrances, because as a general security practice, this is the wise thing to do. I want to be able to see who's coming in the restaurant. If there's a bad guy, there's someone who needs help in the parking lot, I want to make sure that I have the best eyes possible to make sure that I'm observant of my surroundings and I'm seated in such a way where I could be the most observant, right? And so at some point in the meal, I can't remember exactly when, but I remember that one of my sons needed something. And so I got up from my position at the table. And as I got up, I could see out the window directly to our left, I saw a young man. I want to say he was maybe 19 or 20 years old. He had a full-on ski mask, like a ski mask, in the middle of a sunny day in Texas, about maybe 70, 80 degrees outside. That's clearly an anomaly. Clearly, that does not bode well. And so I see this guy. He's pacing. He's looking in the windows. He's got his camera in his hand, his camera phone in his hand. He's looking around, and he's scoping the place out. He's pacing in the parking lot. And I look at my wife, and I don't think at this point my wife sees the guy from where she's sitting, but I can see this guy. And I looked at my wife, and I said, "Hey, get ready to move to the back, to the bathroom. Get ready to move with the kid. Just stay here if you have to, but I just be ready to move." Because we didn't want to cause a scene. I didn't want to cause an alarm in the restaurant or, you know, set off any alarms. So I get up. I go toward the door, the closest door where I see this guy. And I'm not about to directly engage him, but I just want to make sure I get a better look at this dude because I wanted to be near the door, the closest door to him. Because in my mind, this guy was going to come through a door and start shooting or at least rob the place, right? Do something nefarious. And so I could see him with a camera in his phone. He's taking pictures of the place. He's looking through the windows. And then he goes to the door. And I immediately go to the door to meet him. And as he goes to the door, he sees me through the window of the door. If you've been to a Chick-fil-A, you know what the door windows are like, right? He looks right at me, and his eyes get really big, and he walks off. And not only does he walk off, he walks faster and faster. He basically kind of jogs and runs off in the opposite direction away from the restaurant. And from there, I could tell that I probably stunned this guy. He probably wasn't expecting a guy to be tracking him. And I remember as right before that occurred, I remember my son, you know, my eldest son, I could see he was visibly like scared. He was nervous. And my wife already was like on high alert. She's like, this does not feel right. This is bad, right? So when I engaged this guy could probably tell that I was tracking him, and he bolted off, right? Which is good. And so to make sure that he really bolted off, I walked outside the door and I stood outside the door and I just kind of looked where the direction where he ran off to make sure he wasn't running to get some buddies or come back to the restaurant in force, right? I wanted to make sure that, you know, I gave it some time. I didn't just go back in the restaurant and go back about my meal. I wanted to make sure that I made sure the place was secure. And I remember there was like this mom with her kids sitting there and she kind of looked at me kind of funny, like, what are you doing? I don't think she was tracking. There's another parent right next to us who was just on her phone, didn't even notice it was going on, which is crazy to me. And so I share this story not because I'm trying to portray myself as this hero or this badass, but because there's a lot of lessons. Because here I am with my family. And again, as the head of the security of the house, right, the chief of security, if you will, I'm there to protect my wife and my kids. I'm trained. I am equipped. I am capable of fighting. This is what I do for a living. I run Protector Martial Arts. Go check us out on Instagram. You know, my passion is in protecting others. And so I am there with the most important people in my life to protect, which is my wife and my kids. And, you know, I felt confident that I could handle this guy and whatever he brought into the situation. And I didn't have to, you know, throw a punch or throw the guy or, you know, draw a weapon. All I had to do was just be vigilant, right? And I noticed that as this was happening, again, my eldest son was kind of shaken. And I remember when I went back down, after I realized that the guy was fully gone, I waited a few minutes. Still kept my eyes on the door, but I recognized the guy was pretty much done. He was gone. I sat down back at the table, and my wife was like, oh my gosh, like, that was all sorts of sketchy, man. What was going on with that guy? And my eldest son was scared. He was still kind of shaken about it, for good reason, because the guy looked scary, you know, with a ski mask on. And I asked him, I said, so, Ethan, his name is Ethan, Ethan, what did Daddy do? And Ethan goes, Daddy was brave, and he stood outside to take care of the bad guy. That's what he said. And so I asked him that, not because I'm necessarily trying to, again, be this superhero in his eyes. I'm showing him this because, and I want him to recognize that, because when he's an adult, he will have his own wife and kids someday. And he is going to probably be in a situation like that. With the way the world's going, it's dangerous. There's more and more things going on in this world. He may be called upon to do something similar. Now, hopefully it doesn't get to a point of violence, which I'm thankful that yesterday's situation did not turn into that. But knowing that I had the skills and the equipment and the abilities and the capacity to administer violence to this bad guy who would probably have hurt the people inside this restaurant, I'm comforted by that. And I'm confident in that. I'm peaceful in that. I feel peace in that. And so when I asked my son what I did, he gave me feedback. Oh, I saw Daddy become brave. I saw him stand outside. I said, good. I want him to know that that's what a man should do. A man does not dink around on his phone. A husband and father should not be dinking around on his phone while, you know, a potential threat could be lurking outside. A man is ready. He's not paranoid. He's just observant. He doesn't have his eyes glued to his device. He has his eyes and his ears glued to his environment, to the needs of his family, to the needs of the people around him, to the environment that's outside. That's really, really important. And so that's one of the things I took from this, is that it gave my son kind of a image of what he is supposed to do as a man, as a future father and protector and husband, to how to handle that situation, how to protect his family, right? The second thing that I learned in that scenario is, again, going back to what I was saying earlier, having training and having the equipment, the means, the capacity to administer violence brings such an inner depth of peace and tranquility. I was not scared at all. I have training from the best people in the world, namely the Atienza family. You know, I have the training of many other instructors before that as well, fellow martial arts who shared information with me. My day job in a protection detail. You know, I'm very blessed to have the training that I have, and because of that training, I had peace. Now, I know there's a lot of guys who probably listen to this podcast, or you probably know someone like this who probably carries a gun, they probably carry a knife, but they don't train with it. Right, there's a lot of guys in the Filipino and Filipino-American community that are big on collecting guns and carrying guns and shooting guns at the range and sharing their Instagram posts of them at a gun range, you know, how cool they are shooting. But they don't train. They don't train at least to the level that I feel they should. When you train really hard in protection arts, whether that be in firearms, medical, martial arts, you know, Kali, you name it, you know, it gives you a sense of peace. It gives you a sense of comfort, because most guys, and I fall into this trap myself, I'm not immune to this, where you panic and you can't think, right? And I never want to be in that situation. I've been in situations in my life, not necessarily violent situations, but situations in my life where I got stressed out and I panicked and I didn't make the right call. In my youth especially, this happened quite a bit. But as a man, as a 38-year-old man, husband and father of three boys, I need to make the right call. So having the proper training, having the proper mindset, having the proper equipment with me brought so much clarity to my decision-making in that particular scenario. I was not stressed. I was not scared. I had a plan, and I had a backup plan to that plan, and I had knowledge of the terrain and the environment and what to do if it did go bad. Like, I had all of the information and skill at my disposal. I'm so thankful to my teachers, especially to Carl Atienza and the Atienza family for that. And so that's the other thing. Just again, if you're a man, if you are a husband, father, remember that your job is to be able to protect your family. Having that gun in your bedside safe is not enough. Having the mindset, the skills, the physical fitness, the conditioning, the capacity for violence, all of these things, they must be refined. They're perishable skills. So training trumps your equipment. Training trumps your, your Instagram posts. It is essential for being able to think clearly in a scenario like that. And the third lesson I'm really, and it's coming to my mind right now as I'm talking about it, is the ability to communicate. Now, in that scenario, I just told my wife, hey, listen, you know, be ready. I see a threat outside. Get ready to move the kids. Stay here for now, but, you know, just get ready to move if you need to. Know where you are and know where to communicate or how to communicate to your loved ones. It's easy for us in the martial arts and protection world to think that, oh, because I'm a badass, I can protect everybody. The truth is, I can't do it by myself. I can't protect my whole family by myself. But my wife, who really is the second in command in that scenario, her job is to protect the children. You know, whether I'm busy dealing with the threat or perhaps maybe, God forbid, I got hurt and I'm incapable of physically protecting them. So she has to be able to step up and do that, right? And so her job was to simply get the kids out of there, get them to the back bathroom, get them outside the building, whatever you got to do. But she had to be ready, and she was dialed in, right? She was spooked. I could see that she was spooked, but she was also clear-headed enough to know that, hey, the kids are with me. You know, I can see in her eyes, she has to do what she has to do, right? So make sure that you can communicate with your loved ones. Make sure that you can communicate effectively and calmly in a scenario like that. Now, again, I know there's a lot of dads out there that pride themselves on being the most religious or being the most spiritual or being the most intelligent academically or scholarly. Again, all amazing things, all powerful things. But one thing I'm taking from this as well, maybe a potential fourth lesson, you can have the highest knowledge of theology and philosophy and academics and be, you know, highly financially successful. And those are all amazing, important things that we should all strive for. But as a man, we all have to have the primal ability to be able to protect those that we love, to be able to operate in a position where ourselves or someone that we love may be hurt. All right, guys. And again, these are just some lessons that I'm taking from this. I've just been sitting around thinking about this scenario. I may discuss this with my students later. But again, it comes down to training, comes down to mindset. You as a father and a husband, you are the head of security for your family. And it's a situation like this that I hope that you can learn from, that we can all learn from. And again, I'm still learning from it. I'm still gleaning lessons from it. And if you guys want to learn how to be a better protector, please check us out on Instagram at Protector Martial Arts. We'd love to help you with that. Go find an Atienza Kali, Sayak Kali, Jiu-Jitsu, you know, school near you, somewhere that teaches you how to be combative and tough. There's dozens upon dozens of Atienza Kali chapters in throughout the U.S. and even in Europe. We have one in Europe. I think two in Europe now, actually, in Ireland. And also, if you want to learn Filipino martial arts, check out our friends, whether you're in Texas or over in New Jersey. We got Bayani Arnis chapters. Again, these are not shameless plugs. These are just plugs for the people that I trust with my training, because I want to make sure that every Pinoy out there listening to this has the skills, the mindset, and the capacity to administer violence to bad people if the need arises to protect their family. All right, guys, take care, be the leader and protector in your life.